My name's Anthony Landell. I'm 35 years old and I've been part of the world transformation movement for the best part of my adult life. I grew up in Sydney, had a pretty typical Australian upbringing, went to school, played sport, and you know the plans when you're growing up, meet a wife, get a job, have kids, all that sort of stuff. So on the surface, this is all fine and is pretty typical of anyone's family life. I wasn't personally searching for answers or wasn't particularly philosophical either. Everyone can read and test the explanations of that Jeremy's presented of the human condition themselves to see if it's true. My experience is once you go on the journey, you realise this information and explanation of the human condition is true. It is the culmination of humanity's search for knowledge. So it certainly shouldn't be dismissed lightly. In fact, what you start discovering, it's an incredible time in history and there is an exciting future for humans that we can all access. This information goes to the core in all of us of what it means to be human and to the heart of understanding ourselves individually and collectively. So just step back and consider that there might be an explanation to all the suffering, selfishness, loneliness, depression, greed, pain, and day-to-day personal battles and difficulties we humans front up to. So now what I want to talk about is from a broader macro perspective and then give a more personal account about that, what this has done for my life. So firstly, what does it mean for us, this explanation of the human condition? It means collectively, with a search to find the greater dignifying understanding of self, the need to validate ourselves, or if we go back to the Adam story that Jeremy presented, the need to fly, of course, is over. Our insecurity about self-worth that developed 2 million years ago has been dignified, explained, and truly validated by the information. Hunger for self-validation is rested with fundamental understanding of ourselves. So it means individually, the burden of the human condition is lifted, and all that anger, egocentricity, and alienation in all of us can subside. We can leave the self-worth focused, self-preoccupied, with proving I'm good wasteland now. We've had to live how we have lived. It was unavoidable, as Jeremy's explained. But now we transform from living without understanding of our fundamental worth to living with the truth about our condition explained and dignified. So it's a massive paradigm shift in thought and brings about a massive change to the world and to ourselves in the way we can live. Eventually, children won't have to resign because of this understanding. But for us who have been born into this world still afflicted by the human condition, and who had no choice but to resign and go out and assist in this search for knowledge, what happens initially is we try and bring the resigned world into the truthful, denial-free world. In effect, when we first hear this explanation, we continue to live in that insecure, self-preoccupied, self-worth-focused, resigned state of denial, what we have called the Mexican standoff. You're in no man's land. You can't deny the truth of the explanation, but you can't let go of your resigned ways. But it's about seeing, accepting, and then knowing the truth about this understanding in ourselves and the world. Breaking our own denial, if you like. Not being a victim of our defensive reactions to the truth. And then taking up this transformed state. And the way to do that is simple. There's no need to face down or overly confront yourself with this information. No need to hold on to our redundant, resigned ways anymore. Just support this dignifying explanation of the human condition and ourselves and live for what's possible now. And just leave that resigned, self-centered, preoccupied with self-validation state that's now redundant because it's been explained and dignified behind. Live where the human journey's at. Participate in the truthful world again by living for the future generations where children won't have to resign. I'm going to talk a little bit more personally now. It's taken me a number of years to absorb this information. I've personally wrestled with the Mexican standoff where you know this information's true, but you're holding on to your resigned life that we're so habituated to, our own strategies to life. So what I want to talk about now is what for me has opened up this whole transformed state, and that was understanding and accepting and knowing in myself what it really is to be a resigned human, to live a life in denial of the human condition and the soul's truthful world. Resignation, being resigned, the first time I came across it was in Jeremy's writing on the human condition. It was a concept I'd never heard about at school or never come across before. You get on life, get on with life just accepting it for what it is, and from time to time you might look at things a bit deeper, but you never get any real answers and you just get on with life. Then with this explanation for me, firstly to understand, then accept resignation and say, I'm resigned and I'm living in denial of the human condition. I'm angry, I'm egocentric, I'm alienated from the soul's world and in effect died inside. And I took up a strategy to cope with life based on validating myself. It's incredibly difficult to initially get your head around and accept in your core, not just intellectually. It at times has been an incredibly exposing and confronting journey. Honestly, we are so in denial of the human condition and the soul's truthful world, we don't even know what we're in denial of anymore. We don't think there's anything wrong with our lives. We just block out the horror of what's going in and around the world and daily in our lives. But when you can understand, accept and know what it means to be resigned, it's incredibly relieving and exciting, and it opens up the unbridled potential of this information. Through the understandings that Jeremy's presented, I can understand that, like all of us, I was born into the world expecting it to be soulful and ideal, but it's not. We're born into a divisive world that we can't reconcile with the ideals. So eventually we stop trying to. We stop asking the questions about it. And adults say, oh, that's just life. You'll understand one day. But because we couldn't reconcile it and there are no answers, we let go of our truthful, soulful child's view of the world in our adolescence and resign to the adult world and leave that world behind. Jeremy has explained to me, and through these explanations I can understand, because of my particular upbringing and because of my intellect and sensitivity, at resignation I could see the horror of the human condition in the world and in me. And I made a very deep philosophical decision at this point that I'm never going back there emotionally. That means I never want to look at or face down the human condition in the world and myself again. Or practically, I decided I didn't want to participate in the horror of the world. At that point of resignation, the little boy left the soul's world behind. And died inside of me. This is a hard bit. Resignation was a really awful time for me. I was physically sick for about 3 months with glandular fever. I couldn't get out of bed, and my sister used to come home after school and lie next to me. It's hard to reconnect with that actual moment and the depth of it, but I can feel and know the truth of it in terms of never wanting to look in the deeper issues of life again and not wanting to participate in life from that point on. The way my life's been lived since that time is a testament to this, and I reckon everyone has a similar story of sorts to that. So since that moment of resignation, I went into denial of the existence of the human condition, blocked out the soul's world, and everything I've ever done has been driven by those deep decisions I made about how I'm going to live my life. And then I developed a strategy to validating my life about this. I developed an ego-centered win system to feel good about myself, prove my worth, relieve my insecurity about am I good or bad, as in the Adam Stork story. I'd side with the down and outers, but wasn't one of them. I'd side with soul, but wasn't soulful. I was smart, but disowned my IQ. I tried to outbloke everyone, and it goes on and on in all of us. All my energy from that moment of resignation was dedicated to and preoccupied with maintaining this resigned life in feeling better about myself. The way I talk, the way I walk and dress, everything I do, our lives become a tangled, insecure mess. But it was my way of coping and validating myself, of giving me self-esteem. Am I good? And I loved it and it looked after me. And everyone takes up some strategy at resignation to validate self, whether it to be a winner at all costs, become born again to a movement or drop out of the battle or whatever. The meaning of life becomes competitive, self-focused and preoccupying. So with explanation of the human condition, it allows me, I can now understand, know and feel what it means to be resigned. That's who I am, and I can see why my life's been what it's been. That's what's been driving me and how I cope with resigned life. I can shake hands with this part of me now, see it, love it, not be a victim of it. I can see how embattled, heroic, tired, exhausted, preoccupying, and beautiful the human journey is. I can know what the Adam Stork story is for me. And that for me is the transformation, seeing and accepting and knowing what it is to be resigned. Knowing and understanding what happened to me at resignation, what's driven me since, and that I lived a life in denial of the human condition and the truthful world is incredibly relieving. And with the human condition reconciled in ourselves and explained and defended, you will see we can leave it all behind now. The other thing is it's a revelation, and the denial-free, soulful, truthful world opens up again. Even though I'm resigned and always will be, I can be part of the truthful, denial-free world again now by supporting it with my old resigned ways of life, able to be left behind in a defended, dignified and loved state. I can participate in something so beautiful and meaningful, it's amazing. This information fulfills me and all of us. The World Transformation Movement is something to live for now and participate in there. Understanding all this also allows me to see the difference between someone who's resigned like myself and someone who didn't resign. Someone that didn't have to go into denial to cope. Who could live with the human condition up front, not buried. An unresigned brain or a denial-free thinker or what traditionally was called a prophet can confront and walk around in the realm of the human condition. And there's been a handful of humans through time who've done this. Abraham, Moses, Christ, more recently Sir Lawrence Vanderpost, Sir James Darling and Jeremy Griffith. It's not personal, it's just part of the human story and just plain facts. This means that the truthful souls, denial-free world and where these explanations came from can be made sense of and in fact still exists. And the resigned world can also be made sense of. There's a whole world that we don't even know exists in our estranged denial, but it does. The denial-free, truthful world has always been there. Children and the unresigned, denial-free people have access to that and can live there. And we can too now again. It's real, it's tangible, and the world can come alive again in all of us and in ourselves. Without this information, I would have just been living out my strategy to life. Well, with this information, I could live in the Mexican standoff, which we talked about before, which I've done for many years. Just live constantly in and out of exposure, defending my state of denial. Or by understanding and accepting and knowing I'm resigned, and that I can leave that behind now, bring so much peace and resolution to all of our bones, we can truly live again. You know, at base in our day-to-day lives, I know myself and all of us at different times and moments get a glimpse of how selfish or egocentric or angry we are, or how unhappy our life has become, or how messy our life has become. And without this information, we can't cope with that. We just block it out and soldier on. We get on with life. In denial, under the duress of the human condition, if you like, using whatever strategy we could grab onto to validate our lives and feel better about ourselves. But in taking up the transformed state, this all dissolves the need to live for self. Day to day, having to live out our resigned strategy, trying to validate ourselves, trying to get a win, trying to outdo the next person. All that insecurity goes with understanding our resigned life we've led. Your life becomes incredibly meaningful and happy. You understand where humanity's been. You understand where you've been. And you also see the future and the possibility of a world that's free of the human condition. You're living for something so much greater than any resigned life can ever imagine to offer. Doesn't mean how we've been living wrong has been wrong. As Jeremy's explained, we had to march into hell for a heavenly cause. That's the beauty of all this information. It dignifies where we've been and how we've lived. The information explains the whole story. The human condition exists. It's real. And now with this explanation here, the transformed state is there for all humans to take up regardless of who you are, where you were born, what particular way you coped with your life. We may not always hold this clarity as clear from one day to the next. We're coming from 2 million years of that resigned way of living and our own personal way of coping and block out and denial. So for me, that resigned state will always be there. But it's about not living for that anymore. It's about understanding that, understanding the human journey, understanding where we've been and understand that that's over. So it's about living for this, for the future and for what this information can offer the future and what it can do for the world and its potential. So I just wrote this at the end, and when you see that, you do feel like you just pop up in front of that sun and you just want to help where you can with this project. So that's all I had to say.